From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, August 1st. Coming up, it's the Indiana House's turn to debate a bill that could severely restrict abortion access in that state. We'll get the latest from Michael Puente coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. An unusually tense process to select the next Democratic Party of Illinois chair ended Friday when the current chair withdrew her name from consideration. U.S. Congresswoman Robin Kelly led the party for 16 months and was elected after former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan stepped down amid a federal corruption probe. In a statement, Kelly said it was a, quote, immense privilege to serve as chair, noting that they forged a strengthened relationship with the National Party and introduced new programming, among other achievements. But Kelly said she did not have enough support for a full four-year term. Governor J.B. Pritzker and House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch backed State Representative Lisa Hernandez. That's in part because Kelly could not fundraise for local or statewide candidates as a federal office holder. The Illinois AFL-CIO and the pro-abortion rights group Personal PAC also supported Hernandez. But why would ordinary Illinoisans care about who leads the state Democratic Party? Hannah Meisel explains.
The fight over who should lead the state's Democratic Party traces back to the man who ran it for years, longtime Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan. The now-indicted ex-speaker used his power to solidify Democratic control over all of state government. But Democrats in some red counties in Illinois say Madigan's leadership actually helped Republicans consolidate power in rural places where President Trump made inroads with former Union Democrats.
To win them back, going to take them seeing that the party is delivering for them in some way, shape, or form.
That's State Central Committeeman Bill Houlihan of Sangamon County. Houlihan praised the Democrats' now ousted chair, Congresswoman Robin Kelly, for rebuilding some of those relationships over her 16-month term leading the party. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Illinois' share of a national opioid settlement with four pharmaceutical giants is $760 million. The state will receive the money in stages over the next nearly two decades. It will be used for medication-assisted treatments and Narcan, a drug used to treat overdoses. A state advisory board will be in charge of distributing the funds equitably. Attorney General Kwame Raoul says the opioid crisis has touched every community in the state.
I've met with my colleagues from throughout the country on a whole host of issues, but there's no issue that we've met collectively on more so than combating the opioid crisis.
Illinois saw a 35% increase in opioid-related deaths from 2020 to 2021. Funds will be rolled out to hospitals and community organizations starting in the fall. The livelihood of Illinois' state insect, the monarch butterfly, is under threat. Monarch population numbers have declined significantly over recent decades. Last week, the species was declared at risk of extinction for the first time. David Zaya is a plant ecologist at the Illinois Natural History Survey. Despite the latest news surrounding the monarch butterfly, Zaya is optimistic about its future.
One thing that makes me feel a bit optimistic is the spread of the Conservation Reserve Program. Not only the spread of it, but kind of how it's shifted in the last 10 years towards plantings.
Zaya says restoring milkweed in the butterfly's rural habitat will be key to increasing its population. Still to come, the latest on efforts to severely restrict abortion just to our east in Indiana. We'll get the latest from Michael Puente coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Indiana lawmakers are at about the halfway mark in their fight to ban abortion. The Republican-controlled Senate approved its bill with three restrictions over the weekend, but just barely. As it moves to the more conservative Indiana House this week, it's uncertain whether those restrictions will survive. Michael Puente reports.
The Indiana Senate wrapped up its first full week of the special session on Saturday the same way it started, with loud political discourse both inside the chamber and out.
If we do nothing, if we vote this bill down, The present law in Indiana allows abortions without exception for 20 weeks. I ask you to protect those lives.
That's Republican Senator Susan Glick, whose district is in northeastern Indiana. She's the sponsor of SB1, which essentially bans abortion, except for rape, incest, or the mother's life is at risk. But even for rape or incest, getting an abortion is only available under certain circumstances, like the person's age or how long they've been pregnant. As Glick explained, so-called abortion on demand will be done away with in Indiana if her bill passes.
Walking in and saying, I want an abortion for any reason at any point during a pregnancy, that's not where I personally am. And if that's in the bill, I probably wouldn't carry it.
The odd thing about this bill is that there are very few who actually support it. Recent polls show that even Republicans in the state don't want a total ban on abortion. But the bill is being rushed through in reaction to the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade just weeks ago. No one besides Glick spoke in favor of passage of the bill, even after hours of testimony from dozens of Hoosiers last week. Democrats, who are vastly outnumbered in the Senate, gave impassioned speeches as to why the measure should be defeated, or at least include money for better prenatal care.
I never considered that when I joined the Indiana General Assembly that I would ever be responsible for a law that hurt people, especially a law that hurts women, and especially black women, poor women, black children, and poor children.
If you're pro-life, why would you vote $250 million down for public health, maternal health, to expand pre-K?
This bill is cruel and callous and wholly short-sighted.
But the words from Democratic Senators Gene Bro, Fideh Kaddoura, and Rodney Pohl had little impact in swaying those who ultimately voted in favor of the proposal. Comments from Republicans who also opposed the bill were equally as passionate. In fact, the debate around this measure has shown a divide among Republicans. Here's Vanita Becker.
And we are asked today to make law based on special interests and some people's religious beliefs and not facts. We're making a mess.
While some in the chamber say the measure goes too far, others say it doesn't go far enough. They want to eliminate rape and incest as exemptions, including veteran Republican Senator Mike Young. He says the only exception should be when the mother's life is at risk. Young compares it to self-defense.
If you go downtown and go through our city where people will get accosted and killed, that you have the right under our law to defend your life. And this is the same concept. That is a defense. It's an exception in the bill, but under our law, you have the right to protect yourself from losing your life.
Young tried getting approval on this idea through an amendment, but it was defeated. As SB 1 heads to the House, it could be brought back. Debate in that chamber begins this morning. I'm Michael Puente.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have some scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, then turning mostly sunny with a high of 90 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Hannah Meisel, Mawa Iqbal, Harrison Malkin, and Michael Puente. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.